Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and today's guest is a wife, mother, and prayer warrior who has a passion for homeschooling and seeks to share the rewards of homeschooling both academically and spiritually after God graciously led her through the process, which was fraught with challenges. She wants to help others as she was helped. Welcome to the show, Joni L. Forrest. Joni, I am so excited to have you on today's show. You have a lot to share with the people. Thank you for being a part of this.
Thank you for having me, Jacqueline. I'm looking forward to sharing with everyone today.
Yeah, you have an amazing story. You're in the homeschool market, but you talked about before about how you received your salvation because of this. And I just want to hear more. And I think the people want to hear more too.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So, well, my story goes back to, we'll just start in 2007. That's when I was called to homeschool. Mm-hmm. And so I had two girls at the time, Grace and Faith. Grace was in first grade in public school. And my younger one was just in preschool. And so we lived in a town that people moved to for the school system. Mm. So, you know, a little bit of an expensive town to live in. But, you know, we knew they had good schools. And I was really active in the community. I started the Moms Club in my town with some friends when my daughter was around two, I believe. And anyhow, she was in school. And one day a couple of things happened. First one was my daughter was seriously bullied on the bus ride coming home. And we had spoken to the principal and it happened again. And we spoke to the principal again and it just seemed, you know, it wasn't an easy thing to rectify. Mm-hmm. And my daughter was an extremely happy girl. I mean, not just saying it because she's my daughter, she was just very happy. Mm-hmm. She was a very lovely young girl and she was so distraught over the bullying that we just couldn't let it go. Mm-hmm. And so I had to start driving her. I believe this was in the right when 2007 started. So we started driving her to school rather than have her take the school bus. And then I also volunteered in the library. There was a story, something had happened with the librarian and, you know, they were sharing things with the children that just concerned me about what they were teaching. It was just silly stuff about leprechauns and being real and things like that. And I just was very convicted that I didn't want, you know, what was my daughter learning? Was it something that was going to help her? So anyhow, at that time, I was in church one day and the Holy Spirit clearly told me to go speak to one of the sisters at church, who I didn't know too well, but we've, you know, began to come to know each other. And when I spoke to her, she shared with me that she had just started homeschooling. Yeah. And I almost cried because I had been praying for how to help my daughter, you know, at school. And from there, the rest is history. She started sharing about homeschooling. She invited me to a homeschool co-op in our county. And it was just an amazing blessing. There was a lot of veteran homeschool moms that had been homeschooling way back, like even I think as far back as the 80s when it was totally not popular at all. And they were just very knowledgeable and they enjoyed helping people that were just beginning to homeschool. Mm-hmm. So they would share a lot of wisdom. I actually have to add, I did not have my husband and I did not have a college degree. So being called to homeschool was kind of like really out of the box. Mm-hmm. You know, for us. And also, as I said, we moved to a town for good schools. So it wasn't something on my radar. And so when we went to the co-ops, the Lord started moving things from there. A lot of our journey in homeschooling was really led in prayer. You know, we had a lot of financial difficulties early on. And I know that nowadays there's a lot of people you know, experiencing financial difficulties. But we just trusted the Lord and we just kept in prayer and, you know, knew that he would make a way. Now, I had asked the Lord Jesus to save me years before my daughter was born. It was January of 99. But during the course of homeschooling, I drew closer to the Lord. Yeah. And as the Bible says, I really started to grow in the knowledge and grace of God. And a lot of that happened because I attended Christian homeschool co-ops. We'll move forward a little bit to the middle school years. My daughter, we were led again in prayer to a new homeschool co-op. That one was called Classical Conversations, which I absolutely love. They are a thriving co-op till this day. Their motto is to know God and to make him known. And what is being taught in their co-op is amazing. But the actual process of how they homeschool and how they equip the parents to homeschool is really a blessing. A lot of it is supposed to be modeled according to how the founding fathers used to learn. Mm-hmm. So a lot of reading good literature, doing hands-on science projects, field trips, just a very enriching and rewarding curriculum. Mm-hmm. Before my daughter was done, she was freehand drawing the world.
Wow.
I mean, this was something I would never did in school. So it was exciting. And so it was a little bit of a vigorous education, but it was fun. The tutors were taught to help children memorize in song and in games. So my girls loved going. They would look forward to going. It was the highlight of their week. We had one of their tutors. She came from North Carolina and the Lord had led her to tutor up here. She had tutored in 5 different campuses. And she used to play this game where they would put vocabulary words on index cards and throw them, you know, onto the ground. And then the children all had a fly swatter in their hand. And as she called out the description, you had to go and find that word and hit it with the fly swatter. Sounds silly, but they had so much fun.
It sounds so creative and it really sounds like it opened up the children's imagination.
Yes, exactly. I was always amazed and in awe of what the Lord did and how he led us there. So as the years progressed, Jacqueline and I kept, you know, doing this, I just became more and more passionate to share it with others, you know? So after the co-op I just mentioned to you, which was Classical Conversations, my daughter was then led to do dual enrollment in high school at Pillar College, mm-hmm. and that's in Somerset County, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And what we saw afterwards was that the Holy Spirit allowed us to see that because she went to Classical Conversations co-op, that equipped her to be able to take the college courses at Pillar College. Mm-hmm. And she graduated Pillar College in 2018 with honors.
Yeah.
So she really did amazing. And then from that, because she graduated with honors, she was accepted at Messiah College and she received very high scholarships. Mm-hmm. So she just has a small loan to pay back each year.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing because that was, you know, one of our big things was we didn't have the finances. And but we knew, again, my main story and that I love to communicate to people was that we prayed and then we followed the Lord's leading and he blessed it.
Yeah, and I think that's the most important part is, you know, sometimes we don't feel equipped to do the things that we need to do. But if God is calling us, he is equipping us along the way. And yes. It's your obedience spirit that really allowed you to provide these opportunities for her.
That's right. And I'm glad you said that, Jacqueline, as far as when we don't feel equipped, because I felt led to say on your interview today, the other main point that I'd like to get across is till this day, I still do not feel equipped to teach. Mm. I'm not equipped to teach. I barely graduated from high school and I did not have a very, great education myself. I feel my husband, he's a lot smarter than I am, but he had a high school equivalency diploma. And so one of the things I really wanted to get a point across is that for those who feel like they're not equipped, it is so rewarding to homeschool the children because you get to grow alongside with them. And I should backtrack to the beginning of our journey. I missed that point. I wanted to share that in the early years, right after 2007, when I was called to homeschool, God had led us to a curriculum that was called ACE Ministry Paces. And those ACE Ministry Paces were self-directed, meaning that the children can sit down, read the instructions, and kind of do it on their own. And then they teach you how to have a system as far as once they finish the pace, they teach you to how to stack it in trays so that the parents can then just check them. And I had answer keys, so it was very easy for me to be able to check their work. But again, the main key is that it was self-directed. So I was kind of busy. I didn't feel like I had the time to school. I didn't feel educationally equipped to teach. And so it was a great, curriculum for me. And then on top of everything, it was one of the curriculums that the Lord used to grow me because it was a Christ-centered curriculum. So when you open the book, it shared different scripture verses, it shared character traits and things like that that you can grow in.
And I think you just highlighted another point. God will give you the resources that you need. You may not feel equipped, but God will give you the resources. Absolutely.
We had one testimony when we didn't have, we didn't have a lot of finances and we needed more of those ACE ministry paces because you get 12 paces for every subject. So for every subject, you get 12 paces for each child. So science, math, geography, all the subjects. And then next year, you need another set. And so one year we didn't have any money and there was a ministry that would mail it to you for free. And so we requested the paces and we were sitting there praying one day and we're like, okay, we need to be able to move forward. And then the box came in the mail.
And that's another highlighted point. God will use other people to bless you. You may not feel equipped, but He will equip you. He will provide you with the resources, and He will use other people to bless you.
That's right, Jacqueline. That's right. So, yeah, so it really was a really blessed time for me to grow in the Lord when I homeschooled. And I enjoyed it and we had fun. I was, and I will also add, because we always, I'm just trying to even pray as I'm talking to you. You always have to share the real journey. And the real journey is sometimes there were really some rough times. Sometimes there were like down times, but that's what keeps us close to the Lord and in prayer. But he was always faithful and we persevered. I will also say my husband, he had entered into ministry and he was helping men with alcohol recovery, but the ministry never really took off. And so he was out of work for a while. He also dealt with a lot of illness. And so, we had a lot of challenges along the way, but we prayed and God, provided help and
Yeah,
equipped
and we all know that God would use those challenges to stretch us, to help us grow. And I just want to highlight another thing that you pointed out, which is God can use any circumstance to bring you closer to Him, to lead you to salvation, and like I said before, help you become who it is that He wants you to be.
Exactly. So anyhow, continuing on the journey to share about homeschooling, my daughter is about to approach her final semester in Messiah College. She'll be going back in September. She's returning early because she has a passion to she wants to welcome the freshmen. So she got on the committee, to do that. And my oldest daughter my youngest daughter is just graduating, and she's looking into a cosmetology school. And the Holy Spirit showed us she may even, there could be an option for her or an opportunity for her to work at a Christian retreat center or something like that. So, you know, we're excited about where they're going.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, so then the pandemic happened, and the Lord showed me now that they're on their way, and I'm still helping my youngest a bit. But now that they're on their way, we could develop this ministry to equip and help anyone who is looking for other alternatives for their children's education, you know. And I also want to say, Jacqueline, what just came to me is there are a lot of misconceptions about homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be putting a sheet together, an information sheet, just highlighting all the points. But just to name a few, I mean, one of them is socialization. Mm-hmm. Many people worry that if they homeschool, their child will not be socialized. When we homeschool, it opens up opportunities for our children to be socialized in many ways.
Mm.
And so, and one of the blessings is you can actually choose what kind of socialization they're going to have. And so, you know, being with like-minded people has just been really a, you know, blessing to our family. And all of the opportunities that have opened up for homeschoolers are just amazing. So, I mean, there are roller skating rinks, there are archery clubs, there are so many businesses that will give special discounts to homeschoolers that come during the day, you know.
Yeah. And yeah. I think, like what you're saying is everyone wants their children to socialize with people that they eventually want them to be alike. You know, and yes. For the Christian community, that is important. We are to go out and reach out to people, but it's also important for us to become stronger, and we become stronger among each other.
Exactly. Exactly. Years ago, I mean, we have a library of CDs that share this information, but years ago, we attended what was called Enoch, which is a Christian homeschool convention that was in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But a lot of states have them. And, you know, we were taught early on that a lot of families and have well, you know, intentions of having their children in the public school so that they can be salt and light to the world. And, you know, we know many lovely families in Christ who that is their purpose. But we were led early on that it really is, you know, a fine line, and it could be really detrimental to your children to be indoctrinated with a lot of the things that they teach in school that you know, you really don't have any control of.
Yeah, know? Because there are some subject matters that are coming to the school system. I was recently contacted about how early they're teaching children about inappropriate sexual matters. And I wouldn't want, if I had a five-year-old, I wouldn't want my five-year-old to learn about some of those things.
Exactly.
It is important for parents to guide their children. Fortunately, I had a mother and a grandmother who were very strong in their faith.
With me praise
and my God. Brothers and sisters. My mom has seven children. And, yeah. You know, we were in church every Sunday, and we socialized, and our friends, a lot of our friends were in the church as well. And so, right. And even today, as old as I am still friends with many of those people.
Oh, praise God.
So it is important for people to think long-term. What is it that you want planted in your child? What kind of seed? Because if somebody comes along and waters the wrong type of seed and that blooms in them, they may not be the type of people you hope them to be. And
exactly.
What we hope for children to be is all that God created them to be.
Amen. That's so true, Jacqueline. And we, my husband and I were not raised in Christian homes. And mm-hmm. So we did not have that benefit, that blessing. Because if you had praying parents and grandparents, that in itself is a huge gift, you know. But it's funny because when COVID happened, thank you, Lord, the Holy Spirit showed me that this, I've gone through all of this so that I can share with the public now, because there are many people like me, And many people that did not grow up in Christian homes. And they may be faced with things changing in the school that we have never seen before down the road.
And I love the fact that you mentioned that you didn't grow up in a Christian home. People should not look at that as something negative. It shouldn't be a negative mark against anybody, but it definitely should be an opportunity. And it is a testimony of how God will call to you and pull you and, and have his arms open to you until you're ready to, step into his grace. And I
That's
think
right.
that is wonderful, a wonderful testimony of you and your husband being able to, despite what your circumstances were, you were strong enough to like say, okay, Lord, I'm here, I'm willing, help me, bring me, tell me what to do.
And that's exactly what we did, Jacqueline. Help us, break us, just take over. We even had a period of time, a pretty long period of time, where we were separated, from family and friends because we just really wanted to be right with the Lord. We really wanted to seek his will, and sometimes you can't have the world and other distractions, while you're trying to find his will for you. But anyhow, I wanted to also add, the Lord had shown us that there were many things that happened throughout our homeschool journey. And again, I'm not using it as a crutch, but I attribute it to us not having that strong Christian faith and background. There were things throughout our homeschool journey that we could have done differently, very differently. And so, but he showed us not to let that hinder us sharing what is possible. What people can do, and actually we all know it's what he can do. So that's one thing that I really wanted to highlight, is that we had times where we had to have people help us, and and God was always gracious, and
Yeah,
he
generous,
kept leading. Very.
and I love the fact that instead of though using those mistakes to beat yourself up, that you're using them as stepping stones, and God used them as stepping stones for you to help other people.
Exactly. And I mean, over the years, of course, through all of this journey, I really developed. I mean, the Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. I just have this strong desire to encourage families to consider homeschooling, because I know that there are so many options. Now, unlike my story, I mean, there are families. They choose to homeschool in all different ways. There are some families, they go out as full-time missionaries. Other families, they travel the world and teach geography wherever they go. They don't even use textbooks. Other families run a farm. I mean, everyone has, there's diff so many different ways, but the possibilities are truly endless. And they really could be, ultimately, they really could be God glorifying and bless you and your family, whatever family, whatever their calling is, or whatever they're led to do. It really can be done. I spoke to some people during COVID, and what I found are there are many people who, because of the misconceptions, they're nervous about homeschooling. They don't, they're not sure that they can do it. They don't know what all is involved, but the Lord has made a way to do it, and to have fun with it, and to have joy with it. Even as far as there's a business ministry called the Home Scholar. I need to connect with her again. She's just amazing. This sister, she teaches people how they can put their transcripts together. Because just even the word transcripts could be frightening to people, and someone like me, it was, but she helped me to build the transcript that got Gracie, my daughter Grace, her scholarships at Messiah.
And I think the most important part is that you empower people to be able to do the things they need to do. As Christians, we should not be fearful, but we should walk with confidence. And once again, that is God just showing that he will provide you with what you need.
Exactly. And Jacqueline, I want to also add, the one thing in prayer that the Lord showed me and gave me peace about, I really have a passion to help homeschooling. I'm planning on having, you know, podcasts and doing videos and showing people all the different things that they can do with their children in homeschooling. But my biggest gifting is going to be a connector. Because I really, like I said, till this day, I don't have the confidence to homeschool. I don't even like to offer to teach. I did it like in their co-ops when they were young. It's not really, it's not my thing. It's still just, it's not my gift. So, but I'm great at connecting families with resources, meaning homeschool co-ops, conventions, field trips, even curriculum. I can give some, you know, curriculum suggestions. So there's a lot of things that I can offer as far as making connections for people.
That's wonderful. And speaking of connections, we want to tell people how they can connect with you via social media, because you have a lot of great information to give.
Yeah. Well, right now, currently what they can do right now, because we're really just starting this, is they can like our Facebook page, which is called the Homeschool 411.
Okay.
And so on the Homeschool 411, over the years, it's just a plain old Facebook page. And I just share homeschooling articles or tips, or when someone's offering free curriculum. I just shared something this morning. I believe it was a Becca. They're going to be having a free trial on their curriculum. Mm-hmm. So they can just like the Homeschool 411 Facebook page. And we plan on revamping that. We were just given a website. It hasn't even been built yet. And so, yeah, we're going to be that. But for now, the Homeschool Facebook page, Homeschool 411 Facebook page, is the best way to connect with us. And anyone can message me on there if they have specific, you know, questions.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Like I said before, you highlighted so many great points. You know, if you don't feel equipped, God will equip you. He will provide you the resources that you need. He will send people to bless you when you don't know how you're going to be able to do it. And it's really all about empowering people. Yes. To be able to step into their destiny, you know, and, yes, and, you know, providing Christian children growing up in Christian homes, and even children who are not growing up in Christian homes, the options, and say, you know, this is who you can be. God created you. We want you to be all that you can be. So let's try to do this program, this homeschool program, you know, and really giving parents control of the education that their children receive, but, you know, able to do it in a way that is pleasing to God and not pleasing to man.
Exactly. I had shared not too long ago, I believe I actually need to share it on my Homeschool 411 Facebook page, but the Lord had showed me this graph, and it was showing what has happened since 1960s, the late 1960s. And it's how the decline in morals and, you know, the decline in SAT scores, like so much has changed. And it all stemmed from when prayer was taken out of school in the 1960s. And so it's been steadily, you know, declining. And, you know, now it seems like we all may be faced with even new changes, you know, other changes happening that, you know, might make parents say, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So I just want to encourage them that there are options. There are a lot. So,
well, as we wrap up, Johnny, what is the final word that you want to leave with the people?
The final word is that, as we know, Jesus is Lord. He is real. He is good, merciful, and he really wants our hearts, and you know, wants to lead us as we obediently turn to him. And so my final word would be trust in the Lord, pray, and ask him, you know, what am I doing and how is it going to affect my children for all eternity?
Yeah.
You know, and again, and lastly, they can do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All right. You heard it from Joni. Joni, thank you so much for being a part of today's show. I really believe you have a lot of great information to share, and I hope it is an encourager and it empowers people to know that they have options. If you want your children to walk a certain path, you can create that path through homeschooling. God can use anything. And we should not limit ourselves or limit the options that may be before us because we don't understand. Because as we said before, He will equip you along the way. He will provide the resources. He will help give people, put people in your life to bless you.
That's right.
You just got to give yourself over to Him so that He can do those things.
Exactly. Perfectly said, Jacqueline. Thank you.
Thank you again. And people, you heard it here. Please connect with her. She's giving you the Facebook page. She has a lot of great information on there. Find out how it can bless you or someone else in your life. Thank you for joining us for this episode. God bless.
God bless.